Hello, this is Daniel.
Hey Daniel, Mike here from
Hi.
Alvin Mazur. How you doing?
Very well, yourself. How you doing?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. So, is it still a good time? I mean, are you still good for the call?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a good time.
All right, perfect. So tell me about it. I think we had a pretty brief discussion over chat yesterday, and you mentioned something about a small flight attendant company. That I'm guessing you are a stakeholder at, and you were looking for a mobile application in that regard, right?
Yeah, so we're kind of in the planning process right now, but we're looking for some type of platform, either web-based or like an app that's able to be, you know, iOS or Android, something like where we can have like an open forum board. But it needs to be moderated, where if they post something, it has to be approved before it gets posted. And then something where we can like put podcasts on and like different information, maybe some groups, different groups that certain people are added to.
So more like an employee application, right? Where people within your organization can join the application and they can stay updated with all the news, events, and everything happening within the organization,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, and just
and they would have to have like a user, like we'd have to be able to create an account for them.
Of course, yeah, and most importantly, the validation that, you know, they are a part of the organization, and the best way to go about that is to sign them up using their business email, right, or their organization email.
Yes,
like
that's
you have your email.
Mm-hmm.
So that validation comes first, and we've done something similar, and I'll share a couple examples with you from our portfolio as well. You must have heard about Estee Lauder, the famous cosmetics company.
What's it called again?
Estee Lauder.
Oh, Estee Lauder, yes.
Yeah. Estee Lauder, you know, they have a brand called Clinique, right? Now, we built an application for their, you know, sales consultants to, you know, when they onboard a sales consultant and they want to give them product training and to help them learn more about the offerings that Estee Lauder has. We built an application
mm-hmm.
for them, and it's live on the iOS right now. Similarly, we did a project for SAK Construction that is more relevant to what
mm-hmm.
you're trying to achieve with this app, you know, this mobile application, whereby, you know, there's a news board, there's a forum for people to for people within your organization to, you know, maybe say set up topics or to post some kind of latest update, and for other employees
mm-hmm.
to be able to comment and contribute towards that particular topic. So, do you, Daniel, by any chance, do you have a list of features, or, you know, a list of the most important features you need within the first rollout of the application?
Yeah, so at first we're going to start with, like, our leadership team, so maybe, like, 60 people, and then it eventually grows into the rest of the flight attendants. So it'd be, like, maybe 300 to 350 people max. Like I said earlier, we're looking for, like, that live feed, but it has to be moderated, maybe where they can click on something and see, like, all the different employees, different leadership team, profiles of pictures, you know, just where we can post our podcast, upcoming events, any training stuff that might be important, where we can, like, they can click on the link and then take them to the training website, just something where we have, like, where we can put all the information in one application.
So the training you mentioned about, you know, that's going to be a separate link, and the link just needs to be, let's say, tagged onto the application, right? You wouldn't need to
mm-hmm.
Present any kind of media on the application itself for training. Is that correct?
Yeah, the only type of media would be like a podcast. Like, we're going to start trying to do like monthly podcasts, like for, like, you know, important things, topics, safety related that they might need to know. So that would probably be like the only type of media. We were thinking maybe like, as so we're international, strictly international, so like people can post different pictures of them on their travels, you know, but something
right.
that is, like, it's a closed group because it has to be very, like, confidential just from the type of flying we do.
That makes sense. Okay. So, and you said that there's going to be flight attendants as the users on the application. Any application has an admin, an administrator?
Yes, so we
right.
need admin. We need, you know, at least three or four admin. preferably not just one. We need to have multiple admin where they
Right,
can
so there
approve
has to
the
be,
certain posts and stuff.
of course, yes, so there has to be a user role for the administrators, say 1, 2, 4, or you could even add more administrators in the future. The application would be scalable after all. So the idea is to moderate the application, like you mentioned, so people, when they, for example, they post a new topic on the forum board, it's sent out for approval to the administrators, and when one of them approves that, it shows up on the application on the flight attendant side, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So that makes it two kinds of users, right? That makes it two interfaces. One that's going to be a sign up and a login for the flight attendants themselves. That's the front end user, as we'd call them. And the second would be the administrator. Now with the administrator, there are actually two ways to go about it, right? Either you could have an administrator sign up option within the application. That means there are two flip sides of within the application, one for the flight attendant and the second one for the admin. And a second way to go about it, and probably a little more cost effective, if that's a point of consideration as well, would be to have a web application for the administrator side, right? Therefore, the administrator would not be logging in from the mobile app. Rather than instead they'd have a desktop view, and they'll be logging in just like a desktop application. Just like you log into, let's say, Facebook on your PC by adding up your password and your email. So, which one do you
So you
think is
said
better?
it's more cost effective to do the web-based, but would we still be able to have an app for the flight attendants, but the admin would have to be on the web only?
Absolutely, yeah. They would be connected and synchronized. And while we're talking about the upsides of the cost benefit and everything with going with an administrator panel on the web, the downside, on the other hand, is that you'd have to access the administrator panel just from the desktop, right? You'd have to have a device like a PC or a laptop to be able to. You'd have to go essentially from a browser like Google Chrome or Safari to be able to log in, right? As an administrator.
Okay. So it
So
can't be
that's
like a
the
tablet.
downside. Yeah. Could be a tablet as well,
Okay.
as long as it has a
Okay.
browser. Even the phone has a browser. You'd have to go through the browser, put in the link just like you put in your website, and that's going to show up the sign-up
Oh,
page.
okay. So we could still do it on the phone.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, like I said, we're just on the planning phase right now, but I mean, I like that how we could do the web-based to cut some costs. I don't have a budget per se, but we're still in the planning phase because we're trying to roll this out, something new that we haven't ever had that we really would like to have for our employees. Do you by chance have any demos of apps that you've made in the past or like anything like that that we can look at on the computer?
Of course, yeah. So here's in fact what I'll do for you, right? So I'll go ahead and I think I sent you an NDA. That's the first thing we send out, right? So optionally, if you want to sign that and you want to send that back over, you could do that in response to the email that I sent you earlier today, right? And accept that, and otherwise, I'll send you some links to the portfolio and some general applications we've done, some good work we've done, so you could get an idea of the quality of work we do. And then some relevant applications as well. For example, the Clinique application we did, especially, and the SDK construction application. And that's going to, the SDK construction application, just a heads up, that's like I said, that's more related to, what you are looking for. So that's going to give you a better idea on what kind of features we may even have within the application, besides the ones that we spoke about.
Okay, so I need to sign the NDA attachment first before we can look at that other stuff.
I mean, that's optional. I mean, it's just for your safety. I mean, if you want to keep this confidential, if you
I
just
mean,
want to
right now, I mean, it's not, yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, I don't think the NDA is necessary. There's not really much confidential right now.
All right, yeah,
We're
that
just trying to see what we can do, what we're rolling out, and then just trying to get some prices from different companies.
All right, that sounds perfect. So, Daniel, I know you mentioned that you guys are still in the planning phase, and this may be, just a bit of a start with this. But like, do you have a timeline for when you guys want to start, or any tentative, say, starting date
Yeah,
to?
we want it. Yeah, we would love for it to be rolled out like before the new year, but if not, like, January. You know, I know it's late August, so we were hoping within 3, maybe 4 months max to hopefully have it up and running to start up the new year with this app.
Right, yeah, I think the development itself, I don't think the application has a lot of moving parts, so it's not going to take too long. But I think there are
Okay.
two things there. One is the discovery, the pre-execution phase, whereby we'd have to, brainstorm and jot down the features and lock the features that you need within the application. And that I think is one thing that's going to take a bit of time. And the second thing that I'm looking at that would, consume a bit of time is that, you need the application both Android and the iOS, right? Right, so I mean, there will be two teams working on the project, one for the iOS and one for the Android, of course. But that, generally, when you want the application for both the platforms, that kind of has, some moving parts connected to each other. So that's going to take some time as well. So if we have to get this rolling by, let's say, before Christmas, and you want to, present this to your employees, let's say, as a Christmas update or as a Christmas rollout, we should be looking to start by the, I think, in the first week of September, and that essentially, even by mid of September, and that means we'd have to complete the discovery phase, and we'd have to have a locked scope of project before that date, if you want to make sure we meet that deadline, and we are able to roll something out by Christmas.
Okay, awesome. I mean, I just have a few more meetings this week, and then I'm going to be presenting it to the board on Monday, and then we will go from there on Monday. But if I could just get, some examples to show them and stuff. It's great because you're the first one that's able to moderate it where the other companies weren't able to moderate it. So that's great. So that's great. Now, with the app, would we be able to customize it where it would look like our app, or would it be called Hoffenmeiser?
Well, no, it's going to be your app. So we are a boutique mobile application development company, right? So we don't supply reskinned apps. So it's going to be built for you, and it's going to be your product with your own logo and your own branding as well.
Oh, awesome! And then what about if we have issues like troubleshooting it? Does that come within when we buy the app? If we buy it from you all, do you guys offer some type of support like IT with it or?
Right. Let me give you a bit of a rundown on how we work, right? So we strictly work for hire. So, when you hire us to build an application for you, that's, of course, a one-time job with a one-time remuneration as well. So there's no monthly or yearly, fee attached to it, first of all, right?
Okay.
And then if you want to retain us and you want to keep us for maintenance, and if you don't have someone in-house who could maintain the application for you, we do offer retainers as well. And that's going to be priced on a monthly and on a yearly basis as well, and that gives you a certain number of hours every month that we could, perform to maintain and to optimize the application for you. So again, that part stays optional, and otherwise we strictly work for hire and we build the application for you. The final product belongs to you with 100% ownership, and that's a one-time job that we do for you unless you want to retain us for the future.
Okay. The way you guys price it is this app, you guys think it's going to take $300 and it's like a certain price per hour to make, or how do you guys price it?
Oh, well, we strictly have a man hour pricing, right? So we work on the fixed price model. So it all boils down to the number of man hours, and we share with you the LOE, the level of effort sheet as well, just to keep everything transparent. But, whatever man hours, let's say, it takes 200 man hours to design the application and another 600 hours to build the application for both Android and iOS. So along with the big breakdown, you get a complete cost structure, and that's going to be a one-time fee. Coming to the ballpark, I know you mentioned that you don't have a budget as yet, and you don't know how much the other stakeholders might be looking to spend on something like this. But anything like this with us, at a one-time remuneration with 100% ownership to you and, fully custom designed application based upon your specific needs. We call it hand in glove, right? So it's going to be a fully tailor-made application for your company, and it's going to cost you anywhere between $15,000 to $25,000.
$15,000 to $25,000. Okay.
Right.
And then what about the maintenance fee, for the yearly, for the maintenance fee?
Well, for maintenance, we do have different packages, but if I tell you about the uncapped package that comes with, there's no limit to the number of hours within a certain month. That package on a retainer, if you go for a 12-month contract, it's going to cost you. Give me one moment. Let me try and see if the price is still the same. Okay, so if you go for the uncapped package, it's going to cost you $499 per month. But if you tell me that you would suffice with limited man hours, let's say 50 hours every month, then the cost could come down to as little as somewhere about $250 as well. So anywhere between $250 to $500 could be your per month retainer cost.
Okay. Now, if we don't go with the maintenance fee, because we have our own IT department, so if they can help us with the app and we don't need you all, but then we experience something and they can't help us, we could do it like a one-time fee and you guys can help us with the app. That's
Oh
an
yeah,
option as well.
absolutely. Even if if you want to just keep us for ad hoc, or you want to keep us for when you need us, even that's not a problem. So like I mentioned, we work for hire, we build the application for you, we hand it over to you, and then you decide as an option if you want to retain us or not. But otherwise, the technology, the framework, and the tech stack that we use, that's open source. So even if you have a mobile application maintenance team within your organization, or even someone in your IT department, if they know the relevant technology, they would be able to work out the application themselves. There's nothing like a white label technology we use that's strictly limited to us. So there's no such dependency on us after you get the application built from us.
Okay. All right. Well, awesome. If you could email me some of those examples, and then I can review them, and then I can make a presentation, and I have, all the information I need to present, and then we can go from there.
Well, perfect. That sounds like a plan. One last thing, Daniel. It kind of sounds like, I may be, assuming, and feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you were looking for a different kind of a solution where, there is an application that's already built and that's reskinned for your organization to more like a pre-made solution. Is that correct?
Like, are you meaning like you guys already have something made and then we can just like rebrand it for our company?
I think something similar. Were you looking for a custom solution that's handled low for your organization, or were you looking for something that's pre-made and you could just rebrand it and place your logo on there probably? Or I mean.
I mean, we're not opposed to that, but I mean, something made for us would be great. I mean, if it's just a cost-wise, I could present that as well. Do you guys have like pre-made templates kind of per se for the apps?
Oh no, yeah, we don't. We like I mentioned, we are strictly a custom mobile application development company, so we don't have that option. But I just wanted to confirm with you because, I didn't want to lead you into a different direction.
No.
So, yeah.
Okay, I see what you mean. No. Absolutely not. No, we don't have anything like this, and we're trying to get something like this to roll out, so this is perfect.
All right, perfect then. That's it. I mean, that sounds good. So, anything else you need from my side, Franklin, before I let you go and get back to you by email with some portfolio?
No, just if you can send over that portfolio, that'd be great.
Perfect. I'll do that in less than an hour, right? Just keep an eye out.
Okay, awesome. I appreciate it. Yes, I'll be waiting for it. Thank you so much. And your name is Hamid?
Yeah, Ahmed. You
Okay,
can call me
Hamid.
Mike.
All right,
Mike,
thank you.
all right? Otherwise, you could just call me Ahmed, and that's my real name.
You said Mike?
Mike's actually my pseudo name because we deal in the U.S., right? So we deal in Canada as well. So Mike's my pseudo. Right, but you could always call me Ahmed. That's my real name.
Oh, got you. All
All right.
right, awesome. Well, thank you so much. And I look forward to looking at that portfolio.
Perfect. Then you enjoy the day. I'll let you go.
All right, thank you as well. All right, thank
Sure.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.